Hi there. This is Vanessa Loader from AkoyaPower.com, and welcome to our weekly recharge for successful women. Today, I want to talk to you about clutter. As we move into fall, it's a great time to think about what kind of change you want to bring into your life. Summer is a time of playfulness and relaxation for many people. And for a lot of us, the fall represents going back to school and a new quarter for your company's financial performance, and really this sense of putting your head down and gearing up for the rest of the year. Well, with this change of the seasons, it's nice to take some time to declutter your life. And there are two areas I want to talk about today: your work and your home clutter. Let's start with work. We all have those areas at work that just bug us. It could be, your desk is a mess, right? Maybe there's one particular cabinet, a filing drawer or cabinet that you really just need to organize. Or you have a big pile of papers on your desk that annoys you every time you see it, but you haven't moved it in months. Or maybe your biggest pain point is online, like you really need to organize your files on your computer. Here's the thing with clutter. It actually hurts us in a lot more ways than you realize. It's not just the physical clutter that it's an issue. It's actually also the mental and emotional clutter that comes along with the physical clutter. So think of an area where you have clutter in your office right now. And just notice how you feel in your body when you think of that area or that project. It could also be a project that you've been putting off, a stack of to-dos or bills you need to pay, or a particular, maybe it's, filing some legal paperwork, and you've just been putting it off and putting it off. When you think of it, just notice how you feel in your body. You just get this feeling of like, ugh. For me, at least, I feel weighted down. It's almost as though there was like a heavy load on my shoulders. And I also start to have some like negative self-talk where I'll think, ugh, I can't believe I didn't do that yet. I'm so annoyed with myself. And I'll just feel generally crappy. So this is the impact that clutter has on us. And it's a big deal. Trust me, it really matters. So we're going to be applying a principle to take care of clutter today. And this principle you might be familiar with. It's called the 80-20 rule, or the Pareto principle. As most of you in business know, this is a concept that roughly 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. I'll say that again. 80% of the effects come from 20% of the causes. So often we'll think about this, if you're in sales, the 80-20 rule is, okay, let me go after, the 20% of the really top tier clients who are going to give me 80% of my volume, right? So it's the same with clutter, believe it or not. When you think of your workspace and your office, what is your 20%? So what would it take to really move the needle? Your 20% will actually move the needle for you 80%. So think about what that is. It's your biggest pain point. What is the area that bothers you the most? And again, like I said, this could be a project you've been putting off. It could be physical clutter. It could be online, like you need to organize your files because you keep searching for documents on your computer and you can't find them. So you just need to, spend some time and create an online management or organization system for how you're going to save different documents. It's that kind of thing. So what I'd like you to do is decide right now that you will clean up that 20% that gives you 80% of the headache, that you will clean that up today. And you will do it before anything else. So you will make it a priority. The first thing when you get to the office, maybe you might need to answer an urgent email or take a meeting that you can't reschedule. But other than those two things, something very urgent or a meeting you can't reschedule, the very first thing you're going to do when you get to your office today is to declutter this one area. Okay, now let's move on to your home. So we also store clutter in our homes. For women, one of the great areas that when I work with my clients, they've seen tremendous shifts from doing this one thing, which is cleaning out your closet. The closet is a great one. It's a metaphor for so many things in our life, right? And it's a great example of out with the old and in with the new. And actually, decluttering is one of the best things you can do if you want to call something new into your life. So whether it's more business at work, or maybe you want to call in a new romantic relationship, I have one client who actually did a program with me that involved cleaning out her closet. She gave like three huge trash bags of clothes to the Salvation Army. And I'm not kidding. 3 weeks later, she met her soulmate. Granted, there were some other things we were doing in the program, but she literally said that she thought cleaning out her closet and then going out to buy herself some cute new outfits that she felt really confident in tremendously helped her in the process. So your closet is a great area to start with. And sometimes it can feel daunting. What I recommend is you actually, so many of us have these dry cleaner hangers, right? Where you have all the clutter from these dry cleaner bags or hangers throughout your closet. So an easy way to get started is to pull all of those out first and to just get rid of empty hangers in general, if you have any. That will create space so quickly. The next step is anything you haven't worn in 6 months, unless it's seasonal or event driven. So it's, you know, a black tie dress or maybe your camping gear. So if it's seasonal or if it's for a specific event, fine. But otherwise, if you haven't worn something in 6 months, get rid of it. Just let it go. And it can be helpful to even bring in a friend or a partner to help you go through this and let go of things, because some of us have a tendency to want to hold on to certain things, and other, you know, can take a friend or a partner to say, you really don't need that. Some other hot spots in the home that I recommend people look at or think about when you're wanting to declutter is a bathroom drawer or cabinet. You know, do you have that one drawer that's just so gross and filled with, like, you know, half-used toothpaste that really bothers you? Or maybe it's the pantry in your kitchen, or even your refrigerator. You know, it has old food, or your freezer. You know, it's just full of things and you don't even know what's in there. And you're really just wanting to go through just the exercise of taking things out that are past their expiration date and throwing them away is incredibly empowering. Or maybe it's that drawer in your kitchen that you just stick everything in, you know, with to-dos and bills. Maybe it's an area where you stack up your mail and you have all these bills that need to be paid. Or it could be a home improvement project. You know, like maybe this is a perfect example for me right now. You have some stains on your carpet and you haven't gotten them cleaned. And every time you walk by it, you go, oh, I need to get that cleaned. So maybe there's some version of, you know, a home improvement project. There's a hole in your wall, or there's something that needs to be fixed that irritates you every time you see it. And yet you haven't taken action on it. So again, I invite you to apply the same 80-20 rule. So what will give you the most satisfaction if it's taken care of? Think of that thing now. Just figure out what that might be for you with your home. So now you'll have one for your office and one for your home. So with the 80-20 rule, what is the one area of your home that you would like to improve right now? And I'm thinking too, and I'm literally in my head going, I'm going to get the carpet cleaned this time. I mean it. So next, what I'd like you to do, just to frame this so that you understand this is about so much more than decluttering, is I want you to think about how many hours you've spent saying in your mind to yourself, oh, that really needs to be cleaned up. Or on a more subtle level, as I was mentioning before, you know, every time you look at this thing, it gives you this feeling in your body of, oh, that again. So you're going to feel so much better once that thing is no longer there. Believe it or not, decluttering is really, really important. And this is because creating clutter is one of the ways we distract ourselves and keep ourselves small. I'm going to repeat that too, because it's really important. Creating clutter is one of the ways that we distract ourselves and we keep ourselves small. So especially if you're a successful woman and you have a lot that you want to accomplish in your life, you don't want to be taken off course with something as seemingly menial as clutter. And it really does. It sucks our energy. And then we don't have energy for our big, bold visions and projects. So even if you aren't, you know, you think, well, I'm not, you know, yeah, the carpet needs to be cleaned, but it's not like I'm spending time cleaning it. What's the big deal? The very fact that it exists and it upsets you when you see it is actually detracting from your energy and your power. And that is why this is a much bigger deal than most people realize. For me, with the work I do with my clients, This is an area where you immediately feel a great positive shift as soon as you take care of it. It boosts your self-esteem and you get a sense of power and confidence that you can move forward with in your life. And the best thing about letting go of the old, whether it's old paperwork at the office, old clothes from your closet, or old food from your pantry, when you let go of the old, you actually create space for the new to come in. And that's the other secret superpower of decluttering. And as I said, in my own life, whenever I want to call in a big new client or a new project or something new in my life, I will think, where do I need to declutter? And I will declutter it. I have another client who will clean his desk every time he needs to make a big sale, and he swears by it. He says every time he does it, it works to a T. And like literally within a day or a week, he has a new client that comes in the door. And he's surprised at how effective it is, but it keeps working, so he keeps doing it. So you should now have two main areas to declutter. One in your office or workspace, and one at home. And I invite you to do one of those today. I would suggest the office or workspace if you're listening to this podcast as you're commuting to work. And I would invite you to do the other one in the next week. So that will give you a full weekend as well to get it done. So make a commitment to yourself right now. I commit to doing XYZ, think of what it is you want to commit to, and by when. So I commit to getting my carpet cleaned in the next week. Oh, and even as I say that, I'm feeling scared. I'm thinking, well, I'm traveling to Colorado next week to teach this workshop. I'm going to be busy. Am I going to have time? My mind is coming up with all of these excuses. And the truth is, it's really just one phone call and booking somebody to come and do it. So it's interesting to just notice what happens when you make that commitment. You might get some resistance that comes up, thoughts and excuses about why you can't do it. And go ahead and make a commitment that you feel really good about that you want to do in the next day or in the next week. So make a commitment of what you're going to do and a by when. So I commit to doing this by when, and then insert, you know, by tomorrow end of day or by the end of this week or by Wednesday at 5 p.m. And if you are not driving, commuting to or from work, if you have a pen and paper handy, go ahead and write down what you're committing to and write down those two areas that you're going to declutter, your home and your work. You might want to do a commitment statement for each one. So what you're going to declutter and by when. Beautiful. And you know, this should feel really good once you get started on the project. You may have some resistance up front. So you might feel like, oh, I really don't want to do it. But if you've picked the right area, as soon as you get into it, once you roll up your sleeves and give it a whirl, I promise you that you will have more energy when you're done than when you started. And you'll get to see for yourself what it feels like to reclaim that energy that you've been giving away to this cluttered space. So give it a shot. Let me know how it goes. I love to hear feedback. And if you'd like more information on my other programs, you can visit www.akoyapower.com. Have a powerful day and enjoy your decluttering.